Here are 25 questions you can ask your friends and family who still believe that we're in the middle of a deadly pandemic. Number 1. If there really is a pandemic, then why don't we hear the constant wail of ambulance sirens throughout the day and night? Number 2. If there really is a pandemic, then why are all the undertakers saying that business is either normal or less than usual? Number 3. If there really is a pandemic, then why don't we see endless queues of people at cemeteries and crematoriums burying their loved ones? Number 4. If there really is a pandemic, then why are all the statistics saying that the death rate was within normal parameters last year? Number 5. If there really is a pandemic, then why have all the normal influenza deaths almost disappeared? Number 6. If the first lockdown worked, then why are we doing it again? Number 7. If the lockdowns didn't work, then why are we doing the same thing again? Expecting a different outcome from the same procedure is a clear sign of insanity. Number 8. Why is the government listening to their own very small panel of experts and refusing to listen to the vast majority of doctors, nurses and health experts? Number 9. Why do we see scenes of pandemonium in hospitals on TV when in reality they're all empty?
Where's all the sick people? Where's all the COVID patients? Where's all the COVID patients? Where are they?
Number 10. If there really is a pandemic, then why are there thousands of nurses out of work? Number 11. If the pandemic started in 2019, then how did all the governments around the world order and deliver COVID-19 PCR test kits the year before in 2018? Number 12. If used and discarded masks could be highly contagious, then why do we see thousands of them littering the streets and countryside? Number 13. If there really is a worldwide pandemic, then why do the rules and regulations differ greatly from city to city and country to country? Number 14. If COVID doesn't affect children, then why are the schools shut? Number 15. If masks work, then why haven't we been using them every year for the flu? Number 16. Why have we never seen people keeling over and dying in the streets? Number 17. If we should avoid crowds of people, then why are the supermarkets that can hold hundreds of people open and your corner shop with only room for 3 people shut? Number 18. Why is the government calling positive PCR tests cases and not just a positive result? Number 19. Why has the BBC and all other media outlets failed to tell you that the World Health Organization has published an update saying that the PCR tests are unreliable and should not be used? Number 20. If a cough or sneeze droplet can carry up to 30 feet, then why are we socially distancing only 6 feet? Number 21. Why are you okay with rubbing poison into your skin 10 times a day? Number 22. Why do we need an experimental DNA-changing vaccine for a virus with a 99.97 recovery rate? Number 23. If the vaccine works, then why can you still catch and transmit the disease after you get the vaccine? Number 24. If you've had the vaccine, then why do you still have to wear a mask and social distance? Number 25. How many people do you personally know who have died from COVID? And then compare that number to how many people you know who have vaccine-damaged family members. Open your eyes, everyone, and look around. Ask yourself next time you leave the house, am I really seeing a deadly pandemic? If the answer to this last question is yes, then you really need to turn off your television. It is much easier to fool somebody than convince them that they have been fooled.